We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis, and we're starting on the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Lois is Yached Imoy Ella Befnei Edim. What happens when you give a get Mahayoyim Imesi, which again is a Tanai? If he dies, the get is from today. So let's just give a month. Let's say he gave the get of Rishchodesh Nisan. When he dies, the get's Michal. The get's Chal Mafrei from Rishchodesh Nisan. He didn't die. He was in ICU. It took him 6 months to die. He died Rosh Hashanah time. So halacha is it's Chal from Nisan. So what's the halacha of those 6 months? Are they married? Not married? What's the matzav? The halacha is they should not have yichud. There's also be yichud only in front of edim, which means an ed echad. Because we'll see this right away. A fill up eved, a fill up shivcha. Even if it's an eved or a shivcha, it could be one. And even if it's not a kosher ed, as long as that's enough of a shomer that they're not gonna have bia. Because if they get together, then it's a new kedusha. Even though I'm afraid there's a get from Nisan, but maybe there's a new kedusha done in Sivan.
So they get yashin.
What? Okay. Get Yashin means only a different case. Get Yashin is a different case. As after you gave the get, after the there. But like, well, there's after you wrote the get. You didn't give the get. Here it's after you gave the get. It's a different story. You have to give the get. It's chal taka. There's no problem get Yashin. The get's given. The get cannot become puzzle here. The get's given. It's mafreya. But here we're worried about new kedusha. Get Yashin means you wrote a get and then they were yachid. So it's scary. You're chayza on the ksiva. But here, You gave the get. So here, what's the halacha? You shouldn't have yichud. Ela fe eid, which means one eid. A filipi ever a pleiva shivcha. Chutz m'shiv chasa, basically we gasp above a shiv chasa. Besides her own shivcha, because there she's not careful in front of a shivcha, because she doesn't care. She's liba gasp above a shiv chasa.
How did you
now, what?
I can't see me out.
Because if lezog Rashi, zeh she doesn't get vamalava yeim meisi, loisi siachir ima. Why? Shema yovoy oleha. Maybe he will be yovoy oleha. Deiklamandi yamachashin shema baal shema kedushin. Vitzvich get shen, you need another get. Maybe there's a new kedushin happened, new chasin happened in Sivan. Well, the man loichai shnami you come like a pnuya he v'asal siachin of pnuya. Stam is isef pani to be like a pnuya. They're not married because it's my freya. That's what I'm saying. No, but when he dies, it'll turn out my freya. So you have to. So esophagus dish is good. If you have a 50% chance that something has poison, you'll eat it. No, the esophagus dish is usher. It's even worse. Usher tali chayv usher tali. Just think about esophagus. Here's a esophagus, and it might be in Nevada soon. So I upon him. That's why it's usher to misyachin. Zok tomar. Huh? No, shchos is not good enough for aid because she's not embarrassed of a shivcha. Worry about beer then. Worry about beer shem kedushin. No, the shivcha is not going to cover for her. The shivcha is used to covering for her. Leave a gospel. Mahi ba'isan yom. What's the luck of those days? Rabbi Yehuda Aimeh, we'll see what that's going on soon. Rabbi Yehuda Aimeh, no. Rabbi Yehuda Aimeh, ke'eshesh zechol devareha. She's the eshesh for all dinim. And ba'isan megarashes ven megarashes. It's megarashes ven megarashes. And we'll wait to see the Gemara Dan Rama to see what this means. So, Yehuda says, "Aishas chol devareha," and Beis says, "Megureshes fein megureshes." That's the din in those days, and we'll see in the Gemara on the bottom and that top of Ein Dalam Alaf exactly what the halakas are. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we bring down a brisa to Sefta that elaborates more on the first line of our Mishnah, gives us more details of what's the halacha about Yichud. Tana Rabbanan, Ra'u Ashin Siachta Imoy Ba'afela. Lemaisa, what happened? Edom saw that they were Yachid in the dark, or Shishana Imoy Tachas Magas Mita, or they slept under the bed. Ain't Choshesh Shem Sasad of Acha. You're not Choshesh, there was a beer here. You're not Choshesh. Then it says, V'choshim Shem Znos. You're Choshesh Shem Znos. V'ain't Choshesh Shem Kedushin. Which doesn't read, which tomorrow we'll talk about in a second. We'll have three pshatim. Rabbi Yosi Rudaim, Av Choshesh Shem Kedushin. So let's just get what the Brisa says. Brisa says, if you saw Yichud, then you're not Choshesh Shem Sasad of Acha. Then it says, Choshesh Shem Znos. But not Choshesh Shem Kedushin. Rabbi Yosi Rudaim, it says, Av Choshesh Shem Kedushin. Maika Amar. What is this Brisa talking about? So Gemara says three different pshatim. The first pshat we have a kash on it, and the third pshat. You have to put in some words. Really a deal. The first case is ruuya shenis yachti imoy. That's nothing. Ruuya shenivala. If Edom saw that they were nivala, so the Tanakhama says choishim shum kedushin. Those words are not in the brayse. It has to be like a medik. By Rosh is Yachti, not Choshesh. Rosh and Nivala, Choshesh is Kedushin. The Choshesh means irregular. Choshesh is means it's not 100%. You didn't see actually a Kedushin. You're Choshesh is Kedushin. You're worried about Kedushin, then the get is no good anymore. You're worried about a new Kedushin. Nasan la Kusafim, if you gave money, Choshesh is Nos. If you gave money, so then it looks like a Znos, because someone pays a Zayna for the services, therefore we worry about Znos. You're not Choshesh is Kedushin. The Amram is, then a Nasan la, he gave it to her as a present. Not only a regular Rosh Nevela, even when I gave money afterwards, he's still Chayesh from a Kedushin. And we're assuming the money was just like a Matana, not an Esnan. Esnan is the services, paying for services. Matana is not Matana. Al Kaponim, what's the price according to this Pshat, Rav Nachman and Rav Avuah? The Pshat is like this, that Rosh Nesiachta is nothing. Ruach and Nivala Chayes Beklushin. If you gave money, then it's Machloikis. If you worry about, is it Znus? It's not really worried. Is it Znus only, or is it Kedushin and only a new get? So that's the Brisa. So Kaman Ozla, Hod Omer Rabbi Rav Huna Omer Rav Yechanan, the Rabbi Rav Huna Omer Rav Yechanan is talking about Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which you mentioned a little bit before. There's a halacha that if someone is Megarish, this is Nat Sugi of Get Yashim, a different case. Someone gave a get to his wife. Okay, so he gave a get to his wife. And then they slept together in a hotel. So according to Beis Hillel, you need another get. And according to Beis Shammai, you don't need another get. So Rav Yechon says, what's the case that they were in a hotel? Machloikis b'sharo shenivolo. The whole machloikis b'sham is only ro shenivolo. If a loy ro shenivolo, the v'akon shiuchem and I get shiny. If a loy ro shenivolo, everyone gives you get shiny. So Beis Hillel only says, which Beis Hillel is our ikar thing, we don't care about b'shamay. Beis Hillel only says that the chash kedushin only if ro shenivolo. Keman kedivra akol, that's the kuli alma. Because like we saw, lefi Rav Nachman Shadon's brisa, everyone agrees that if there's a bia, there's a chayshu mekudushin. Only if you give money, it's not chayshu mekudushin. But everyone will agree it's chayshu mekudushin. So both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda both agreed it's kedushin, and therefore it will be shtim like Beis Hillel, very gishmak.
So this case is where there was a regular. This case was the
regular get, full get. Yeah.
But I'm married.
They're married, but they know each other. They're very close to each other. So therefore chayshu that. Zot Gemara Maskel Abaya Midik Ksofim Ktani. If you look at the Brayis, is there anything about Ksofim? Is there anything about money? And Rashi explains that even if you put in Diyukim and words, you don't forget when you say over a Brayis. You used to have everything by heart, but you don't forget the word Ksofim. You're not going to miss that in the Brayis. So obviously, we're not talking about a case where you gave money. That can't be pshat in the Brayis. So now we're back. We need pshat in the Brayis. We need pshat in this Brayis that says here Choshim Znus. What's going on? Elam Abaya Hachkama. This is pshat in the brisa. Ru'ua shenivala choishim shemznus ve'ei choishim kedushin. If you see shenivala, you choishim shemznus ve'ei choishim shemkedushin. If you see that there was a bia, so you choishim shemznus, but you're not choishim kedushin. Even if without money, stamaza, you don't worry. According to Tanakama, you're not worried about kedushin. Praise be Yehuda. You're af choishim kedushin. You also choishim kedushin. Now, what's also an af? The Gemara will ask, but Praise be Yehuda. They're arguing avada. There's no case of ksofim in this price. The price starts like this. Ruach shayach does nothing. Ruach shenivala is not a problem according to Tanakama. He still says, we're just saying it's no. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's worried about kedushin. Zok the Gemara, Zokman Ozlo, Hodom Rabbi Avachana, Rayechle, Machlekes Ruach shenivala, Avaloi Ruach shenivala, Divar Kalan Tzvichan Raget. Rabbi Yehuda that says, that Ruach shenivala, based Hillel holds, you're worried about kedushin. So who's that like? That's like Kaman, Karez Yehuda. It's like Karez Yehuda, because according to Tanakama, you're not worried about Kedushin from Abiyah. You're not worried about Kedushin. So if you're the Tanakama, like Rashi says, you have to say Beis Shammai still never argued about this thing, because he wouldn't say like Beis Shammai. So if it's Pshat, that Rabbi Yechon says, Machloikis is Rosh Nivolah, Vlei Rosh Nivolah is going according to Karez Yehuda, but according to the Tanakama, there is no Machloikis Beis Shammai still Bechlal. He doesn't have that Machloikis. So this is the second pshat. Abaye's pshat in the brayse is you don't put in the word ksofim, but he holds the Tanakama holds that there is no chash kedushin. Maskev le'rava imkay my af. What's the lashon af of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Af chayshu kedushin. What's the lashon af? Elo merava the final pshat. Hachkama. Yisrael Yehuda. Some put in the words here ruua shenivala chayshu mishum znos ve'in chayshu kedushin. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda imer. Af loy rosh nivala choshim kedushin. That means the reason he comes to argue is on both things Tanakama said. Tanakama said, rosh siachta, you're not choshish. Rosh nivala, you're not choshish. Zokt, Rabbi Yehuda, not only are you wrong when it comes to rosh nivala, you're also wrong with rosh siachta. Af loy rosh nivala choshim kedushin. Even if you didn't see the nivala choshim kedushin. So it comes out, it's mamash mekotze al kotze. Tanakam holds he never choshim kedushin. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds even yichud choshim kedushin. So command ozla hodom rabbi v'chan v'yechle v'chlekes v'rush nivela. That v'chlekes v'sham v'sil v'rush nivela. Lo rush nivela do I call in tzuchan v'get. Command like a chad. Comes out, this Rabbi Yehuda is not like the Tanakam, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the Tanakam, even rosh nivela is no chshash kedushin. And according to the Rabbi Yehuda, even loy rosh nivela is the chshash kedushin. So comes out, this man, this Rabbi Yehuda is like no one. And you have to say, So you have to say that he holds that there's one tzad there that's machlokes, but shaloi ra'ua shenivala. If you need to get it now, that's how Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda will learn that machlokes. It's talking about loy ra'u shenivala, that machlokes b'sham beisilah. And there we find that there's a tzad that beisilah holds you need to get, and that'll be like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda. So ad kan the different shatim in this brisa. So it said weiter in the Mishnah, mahi b'isa hayom. Rabbi Yehuda emek eshus chol devareha. Rabbi Yehuda emek gresh emek greshes. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda says she is an eshus ish all that time. Rabbi Yehuda says emek gresh emek greshes. Tana vavach yomus. It has to be he dies eventually. If he doesn't die, it's pashut. It's not a get and yichayev echatas. So b'freit the Gemara. So what? Chimayis have a gita, but kamen gengel chamisa. Like what's going on over here? If when he dies is a get, obviously we're talking about here. You wait until he dies. And we're saying then it's a get. And obviously we're not talking about a case of that it goes to Mafreya because then it wouldn't be a machlekes. So what's going on over here? What's the case? What's the case of Mahi Vaisa Yaman? Your question. Mahin Vaisa Yaman. Yeah, Mahi, what's the case? Right, what does it mean? It's a Sophic Gresha. What does it mean even exactly? What does it mean? What does it mean Sophic Gresha at that time? That's the question. What exactly does it mean? So it's like this. Omar Rabba, Omar Ma'is Shani Ba'olam. Dr. Rabba, we're talking about a different case than you thought. Mahim Baisyam means like this. He gives a get to his wife. He says, an hour before I die, I want to get to Bichah. An hour before I die. So therefore, Rav Yehuda holds, Ke'eshesh Chol Devreha. Even if he eventually dies, as long as it wasn't an hour before he dies, anyone's Mazana with her, it's Chayav Chenek. This issue was a regular Eshesh Ish until an hour before he died. Rav Yehuda holds that you're always a Sofim Gereshes. Why? Because this made it to now is an hour before he dies. It was now in this gala that it wasn't an hour before he died. Zog Rashi, Ein Breira. He said, he holds Ein Breira. Look at the bottom Rashi. We'll even learn like the last four lines of Rashi. Ela ba'im em eshani ba'olam lahav aget. Look at Rabbi Yehuda, Samach l'misach al get, umikara esh zishi. Rabbi Yaisi holds, Sofa, Meshas nesina mesaf galam, from the time I gave it to you, I have a Sofik. Dil mazuri shas ha-smucha, sha'a ha-smucha l'misa. V'hav aget Sofik. V'af agav l'chai tvei, even lives longer, Ein Breira. There's no Breira. There's no Breira. It means that time was a Sofik, and even afterwards, my fray of the Vuyar was not a Sofik, we say Ein Breira. Could be the Chiddush of the Ein Breira, but we're not going to get into that right now. But upon him, that's why it's Megreshes, Ve'ein Megreshes. So the Breira goes further now and tells you more, what does it mean, Eishes Shechol Devreha? What does that mean? So Fear of Yehuda was saying is, it's Eishes Shechol Devreha, which is not so hard to understand. Until an hour before he dies, she's a regular Eishes for all dinim. And Rabbi Yosi holds a Sofik. So let's see the Braisa that elaborates on this. Tana Rabbanan. Yomim Shebeitayim, Baila Zakoyi B'Mitziyasa. If she finds a Mitziya, the Baila gets it. If she works, he gets the money. Well, Forest the Dereha, the husband's still can be made for an Adarim. V'Yarsha, he's Yarsha's her if she dies first. Umintamala, and he can metamata her if he's a Koyin. Klolish Odava, Harei he ke Ishtoi L'chol Dava. She is a regular wife. El Shein Shechem and a Get Chain. You don't even know how to get. Because the get will be chal if he dies, some chlamis will be a get. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
And he can't live with her.
He can't live with her because then it has to be white because only because of suffix. No, he can't. No, in this case not because he gets chal 1 hour before his misa. As long as he lives with her before that hour, they're still married. The problem is he can't. He doesn't know exactly. He doesn't know that because of suffix. That's why. Because of suffix, he can't know. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's be an hour. He'll die an hour. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei oime be losa teluya. Which means, like Rashi explains, and we'll see in the Gemara more like that. We'll say we'll wait to the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, B'liyasa Tluya, it's a Suffolk. The B'liyasa Tluya, Rabbi Yehuda, B'liyasa Suffolk, it's a Suffolk. Sounds the exact same thing. The Chomer and Megoreshes and Megoreshes of Achi Yomas. It's a Suffolk Goreshes, but you have to die. If not, then it's a Vada. So the last three Ma'adi Yomas said the exact same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said B'liyasa Tluya, Rabbi Yehuda said B'liyasa Suffolk, and Chomer and Megoreshes and Megoreshes. What's the chilik between these different cheetahs? Ma'ika bein Rameya le Rabbi Yosi. What's the difference between Rameya and Rabbi Yosi? That's the first one. Rameya and Rabbi Yosi. The first two of the three, Rameya and Rabbi Yosi. The chilek is, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Oshem Tali Ika Menayu. The difference is Oshem Tali. Le Rameya le Ma'asa Oshem Tali, Rabbi Yosi Ma'asa Oshem Tali. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains that according to Rameya, he holds that this Tanai is not a Tanai of Sha'achas Koydim Misasai. That's not the case. The case is that you said Mahayoyim Mimesi. That's the case. Mayim Vesiyom is going on a different case. Mayim Vesiyom. It happens to be, Tosfos says before, that when we say it's talking about Shah Achas Kerem Misasai, he says we fataitcha's words, Mahayim Vesiyom, to mean that. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that there's a machlokes what you said. That The other Madiyar told me a case. He said the case Shachas Kaidim Misa. He said for him the case was Mahayoyim Meisi. So it's Mahayoyim Meisi. It's a regular Tanai. So there is Bilosa Tluya, which means we wait and see what happens. If he dies, so anyone who was Mazana with her is. There's no problem. Why? Because it turns out she was divorced from my friend. If he doesn't die, so then yichayev achatos. But there is no Ashim Tali, according to this man the Yama. Because b'los atluya, it's not Ashim Tali. If he dies, then she was divorced. Someone else was a baal, someone else. And if he doesn't die, which means she dies first, for example, so then he's chayev achatos. Pasu chayev achatos. So that's why it's Bilosa Tuluya, according to Rameya. Rabbi Yosia, what?
Anytime?
Huh?
This is not Shachas, this is anytime.
Right, anytime. He said, Mayayim Mesi. He said, that's it. Rabbi Yosia holds that Shachas Kemis Asai. So there, someone's Baal out 10 hours before, it brings the Ashim Tali. Why? Because it's a Suffolk. Because even though it's Megalim Afreya, it's not Shachas Kemis Asai, but he holds that Ain Breira. Therefore, it's a Suffolk. And Chayiva Ashim Tali. So now let's see the shooting inside. Rabbi Yosia Bilosa Tuluya means it's Tali if it's going to die, it works for Afreya. If not, not. Rabbi Yosia Bilosa Suffolk, you bring Ashim Tali. Now we have a Cham Maimrim. Cham Maimrim, Migareshes and Migareshes. Migareshes and Migareshes. Chacham Hainer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says in this Braisa that Bilos is Safik, and Cham is Migareshes and Migareshes. So it's the same thing. As far as that is, Igamana or Rab Zeira. Don't Rab Zeira. I'm Rab Yerma Mashmuel. Komokim Shomru Chacham and Migareshes and Migareshes. Ain't them Cham use that sprach, that language. Migareshes and Migareshes. Bailachayam is in a cell. The Baal's Chayiv Mezoinus. What's the Pshat? Because it's his cause that he caused the Sof Megareshes. So therefore he's Chayiv Mezoinus. And it means, like Rashi explains, everyone agrees to Rav Zeira's halacha. That if it says Megareshes and Megareshes, you're Chayiv Mezoinus. But the question is, what's the halacha over here? Is this considered Megareshes and Megareshes or not? So Rav Yezi says, Bilos of Sofi, you're Chayiv Ashim Tali, but you're not Chayiv Mezoinus. Chom Oimrim, you're Chayiv Ashim Tali, and you're Chayiv Mezoinus. Megareshes and Megareshes. The only question is, look back at the Mishnah on top of the Amid. Rabbi Yis on top of the Amgimon Beis. Rabbi Yis says, "Megareshes and Megareshes." So it happens to be our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yis says, like the Chum. Zog Rashi, "Va'af agav Rabbi Yis, the Mesizim Tano Megareshes and Megareshes." Terei Tanai of Rabbi Yis. V'hanu Chum the Brisa. Really, the Mishnah's Rabbi Yis is the Chum of our Brisa. Al Kapanim, but we have over here it comes out. We really have four different shitas. We have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you're a full fledged Eish Yisrael an hour before he dies, according to Rav Meir. The Tanai is Miyam Macy, therefore it depends what happens. If he dies, it's Mutter. If he doesn't die before her, so then she's Eshesh Chayib Chatas. Then you have Rabbi Yosi who says the whole time is Ashim Tali. Chamos says Ashim Tali, Nafmin is, Ayachayib Mazaynis or not. Those are the different shittas in our Mishnah. And it comes out, the Mahayim Baisayam, in the Mishnah is talking about the most shittas, Shah Achas Karidim Sasi. Most Tanayim is going like that case of Shah Achas Karidim Sasi, and that's what Rachlekas is.